May peraan! May peraan!
Welcome to My Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagsagot ng inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera, mapautang, ipon, insurance, tax, racket o diskarte sa negosyo. Ako si Christina Lazo at ang May Peraan question ay galing kay Leah. Hindi niya tunay na pangalan, taga Queensland, 28 ang edad, single at nakatira sa isang share house. Pakinggan muna natin ang kwento ni Leah. Kamusta kayo? Ako si Leah mula sa Queensland, isang nurse na balak ng lumipat mula sa share house. 5 taon na akong may kahati sa upa. Dati 4 kaming nakatira sa share house pero lahat sila ay nakalipat na. Ang problema, sana po ay makuha ko ng buo ang $1,200 na bond mula sa landlord. Nasira kasi ang parte ng kusina, natibag ang isang bahagi ng kitchen counter na pinaka-common area namin. Medyo kabado ako kasi baka singilin ako at ako pa ang magpapaayos ng kitchen counter kahit na hindi naman ako ang nakasira nito. Ang may peraan question ay, paano ko ba makukumbinsi ang landlord na hindi ako ang nakasira nito at dapat sana ay hindi ako ang pagbabayarin? Makakatulong pa naman ang $1,200 sa paglipat ko sa bagong apartment. Baka pwede po ninyo akong tulungan dumiskarte. Yan ang kwento ni Leah at para magsilbing gabay sa kanya, makakausap natin ang finance journalist na isa rin palang landlady. Walang iba, kundi si Ms. Michelle Baltazar. Kamusta po, Ms. Michelle?
Hello, hello. Okay din naman. Kamusta ka?
Okay naman at nagbigay na si Leah ng kanyang detalye kung bakit niya kailangang masigurado na makukuha niya ang $1,200 na bond. Sabi niya kasi hindi raw siya ang may kasalanan sa nasirang bahagi ng kitchen counter. Dating housemate daw niya ito. Yun daw ang may kasalanan. At kayo po bilang landlord, makakalusot ba ang paliwanag ni Leah? At maibabalik nyo ba ang $1,200 na bond? Go ahead po, Ms. Michelle.
Salamat. Leah ha, napaka-convenient naman na kung sino pa ang wala, siya palang may kasalanan sa kitchen. Pero sa totoo niyan, meron akong gustong i-share sa'yo tungkol sa mga legal obligations mo as a tenant. And also, just to make sure na alam mo rin yung mga laws around ano ang responsibilidad ng landlord. So, una, siyempre ang gusto mo ay makuha mo yung full 1,200 bond. Ang tanong ko ay, nireport mo ba nung nasira yung kitchen benchtop? Dahil if you reported it at wala namang sinabi yung real estate agent o yung landlord, ibig sabihin they knew about the problem. In fact, dapat they fixed it for you. So, yun ang una kong tanong. Ang pangalawa, gusto ko ring malaman kung hawak-hawak mo pa yung original contract dahil doon mo makikita kung ano yung condition ng unit or your house when you first came. So, for example, yung kitchen, baka naman nasira na siya kaagad dahil hindi na maganda yung foundation when you came. And that means na matcha-challenge mo siya. Ngayon, masasabi ko na once you have the answers to that, then that would help me find out kung halimbawa my experience as a landlord or landlady ay hindi na ikaw ang sagot nun. So yun ang masasabi ko tungkol dyan sa bond query mo.
Okay, kasi po diba common area naman po ang kitchen. Pwede po bang gawing dahilan yun na wear and tear naman siguro yung pagkasira ng kitchen counter?
Yes, good question. So una, halimbawa, if your unit or your house was built in the 80s or 90s, ibang usapan yan kung it was built in the early 2000s or in the last 7 years. Kasi it's unlikely na wear and tear ng kitchen counter if it's only been used for, say, 5 years or so. Pero to answer you, yung meron tayong tinawag dito sa New South Wales, ha? Kung dito ka sa New South Wales nag-rent, na New South Wales Fair Trading, and they have a strict definition kung anong ibig sabihin ng wear and tear. So, very quickly lang, ha, sasabihin ko sa'yo na here are the common occurrences of wear and tear that landlords are responsible for and not covered by home and contents insurance or landlord insurance. Okay, nakikinig ka. So a worn kitchen bench top, a scuffed up wooden floors, or furniture indentation, traffic marks on the carpet, cracks in the walls, water stain due to leaking roof or bad plumbing. So dun sa mga nakikinig ngayon, you can definitely Google New South Wales Fair Trading at the phrase wear and tear to find out. Now, hindi ko talaga alam kung paano siya na-damage ng ex-housemate mo. But with the photos, it would show kung it was really through wear and tear. Now, if you remember, I did mention landlord insurance. Kasi as a landlord, I usually pay anywhere between $1,300 to $1,500 ng landlord insurance for events like this. So if I can establish na pwede ko siyang ma-claim, then walang problema. Makukuha mo yung $1,200 bond mo. And it's usually the same for a lot of property owners naman, within reason.
But thank you po dun sa sinabi nyo nga, no, na pwede nilang i-Google nga yung what would go under wear and tear, di ba? Maganda din pong aware ang ating ang audience at mga nakikinig sa atin. Pero sa kanina po sinabi nyo kanina na maganda sanang na-i-report niya, hindi po ba yung nangyari? So is that something na pwedeng kapulutan ng aral ng mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon na in the event, no, na yun na nga magsi-share house sila at biglang may masirang appliance or furniture, dapat ba talagang magkaroon ng incident report agad-agad sa real estate agent or sa landlord?
Agad-agad, even if it's just a broken nail, a chipped tile, or nasira yung washing machine, you have to put in the time, kung anong nangyari, and then you email them para covered ka. That's the best way. Ngayon, after the fact, hindi na. It's really on you. You have to be responsible kasi nagre-rent ka. This is not your property. So when something happens, i-report mo kaagad.
Okay, at ito na po, bilang Pilipino tayo, gusto nating nakikipag-usap. Dapat bang kausapin ni Leah ang landlord na baka naman pwedeng wag na siyang singilin sa kanyang kitchen counter? Kayo po bilang landlord, hindi po ba offensive yon para sa inyo? Or hindi ba intrusive yon? O dapat bang mag-offer siya kahit na papano ng let's say $100 para naman na magkaroon ng compromise?
Good question. It depends again. So if you are going through a real estate agent, there is no conversation with the landlord. Everything has to go through your real estate agent. Pwede mo ba siyang kausapin? I will be brutally honest with you. It's really a transaction. Kung may sira, ibig sabihin someone has to pay for it. And usually, the landlord doesn't want to pay for it. So, pwede mo ba siyang kausapin? I'm sorry, hindi yon mangyayari unless you have a relationship with a landlord na sabi niya, oh sige, you know, kahit $100 lang para. Parang feeling ko, after you leave, kailangang i-renovate yung unit or kailangang ipa-repair. So another thing is merong tinatawag na accidental damage. And if this was a genuine accident, if you can contact your ex-housemate and get information, put the dates in, and then the win-win situation yan, kasi makiklaim yan nung landlord through their insurance. So walang cost sa'yo, walang cost sa landlord, it's covered by insurance.
Ngayon po, huling paalala na po talaga Ms. Michelle, no, sa mga nakikinig sa atin, na gustong pumasok sa share house, ano-ano ang pwede niyong ibigay na payo para naman na makuha nila ng buo ang bond sakaling lilipat na sila ng bagong uupahan.
So organization is everything and being responsible as a renter is everything. So what I mean by that is always report any incidents na may damage or, you know, when anything happens with the property. It's your responsibility to report that. Pangalawa, yan ang isa sa risk ha when you are part of, you know, the original five, nag-rent kayo, tapos ikaw ang naiwan. That is truly the risk na nangyayari. Kaya you don't want to be the person holding the damaged basket, if you like. you really have to report damages ahead of time or when it happened.
Okay, at dahil dyan, maraming salamat ulit kay Ms. Michelle Baltazar na isa ring landlady. Sa uulitin po ulit.
No worries, anytime I can help.
Ayan, at kung may nais kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, i-email ang filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Huwag mag-alala dahil pwede naming hindi banggitin ang tunay ninyong pangalan sakaling mahiyain kayo. Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Muli, ako si Christina Lazo para sa SBS Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan!
May peraan! May peraan!